It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Sue and Steve Engel have been a part of Bemidji State Hockey for many, many, many years. In fact, one could argue that every goal that's been scored by both the Beaver men's and women's teams because of scoring fudge. Details are next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Sue and Steve Engel have been in Bemidji since the 1970s. Moving here for work, they immediately gravitated towards the Beaver hockey teams. And every week for the last 15 or 20 years, the Engels have brought the teams, both men's and women's teams, scoring fudge. When did it start?
No, a lot of years ago, because I just brought it to a couple games and the fans, we were eating it, and then we said, you know, we should really share this with the team. They're the ones that are supposed to be scoring. So I would say it's, 15 years ago?
Well, at least I remember the first person was Josh Klingfuss, and he goes back to that group with Eric Munsrud that time. So he coined the term, I think.
Over the years, they've seen a lot of great players. But Steve's favorite?
One of the players I always think of when you ask that question is Jamie Erb. A lot of it is because, of course, we know what he was going through that season with his cancer situation. I also often think of Ian Resch. We knew him personally, but he was so fun to watch, and of course the teams were great back then. So those are two names that come to my mind.
And Sue's favorite.
Obviously Matt Reed and Brad Hunt, but Marty Goulet was always my favorite just because he was a crazy guy, and he was a good scorer. I think he drove Coach nuts, but he was fun to watch and had a good, fun personality. Those other guys, too, there's just so many that we've enjoyed, and we're so fortunate to have followed them for so many years. So,
as part of Bemidji State's Imagine Tomorrow campaign a couple of years ago, Sue and Steve Engel have endowed a men's hockey scholarship. They decided to form that scholarship out of loyalty to a program that's given them so many years of enjoyment.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.